When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Chalk it up to artificial intelligence, not sponsored. The universe returns what you give it, baby.
There's a lot of semen coming to my front door. Read me. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Sav and Sean Show. I am one of your hosts, Sean.
And if I could gaze into the future, I would see that I'm your other host, Sav.
Wouldn't you know it, it's a breeze. This is our show.
I was like, no, it's our show. It's not a breeze. We're a thunderstorm, baby. A hurricane. Screaming.
Thunder only happens when it's raining. I know, right? Spooky.
I was immediately on Bob Dylan's Hurricane. It's a completely different vibe. Yeah, no, but I'm really glad that you went with that choice. That was a way better choice.
Thank you.
Very, you know, on brand.
Gotta play to your audience.
Of course. My audience of three listeners. I'm screwed. One of which is you, the other is me, and the third is a stranger in an undisclosed location my analytics won't reveal to me. Yeah, sorry. Right. But thanks. Shout out to you.
Love you, girl. I have to tell you, so I was really craving Chinese food the other day.
As you should, because it's delicious.
Exactly. And I was like, I don't know. Am I really going to do it? Because I just went to the grocery store and I got so much frozen stuff that I was like, I should cook. But you know, like when you go and you're like, I should cook. And then you don't cook.
Yeah. I have so many things to do and only so much energy to get those things done. And yeah. I love to cook. I really do. For me, it is the cleanup after, because I love the prep of it too, baby. I love the chopping, the slicing, the dicing, the prepping, getting my mise en place in place.
Yeah.
I'm very into that. But it is the cleanup after. I literally, like, I've just expelled all my passion and energy into cooking this beautiful meal in a perfect single serving for just myself.
Which you're better at it than I am.
And I can't be bothered to wash the three dishes I used to make it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and which I maybe I'm just bad at being a grown up. I don't know.
No, but you're doing great.
Yeah,
you're
but thriving. I feel the takeout food, mama. I am not a meal prep girly. I am a meal delivery girly, if you know what I mean. Shout out to Uber Eats.
Love her.
Not sponsored.
Well, see, that's what gets in my way too, because I'm like, if I have to spend extra money to have it delivered, then I'm not going to do that. I'll just cook. But if I like have the gumption, the drive, if you will, to drive to like go and get it, then I'll usually do that. And that's what I did. So I go and I stop off and I get my wine at the grocery store because I call it in and I'm like 15 minutes for pickup or whatever. And I'm like, okay, I'll have just enough time because it's like one plaza over from the grocery store to the Chinese place.
Wait, you were at the grocery store?
No. I was okay. At home. And okay. I was like, if I plan this out.
I was like, I know you said you just got frozen food. I didn't realize you were literally in the parking lot
moment,
of the grocery store.
Could you imagine?
Having just purchased the frozen food and then ordering Chinese food. Okay, keep going.
But the entire time I'm like, ugh, I don't know. Am I making the right choice? I mean, it's already done, so I've committed to that.
Yeah,
bit,
no, the choice has been made.
It's happening. But I'm like, maybe I could have been more concise about this order. Whatever. And then I go and grab my wine, go to the Chinese place. Mm-hmm. And then I go and I reach into my wallet to see like what's going on. And I had the perfect 20% tip in cash, mama.
I love.
And I was like, I didn't even know this total beforehand.
I love when that happens.
And so I was like, wow, the universe has told me that I made the right decision in getting this Chinese food, because why else would it be the exact 20%?
That you were meant to get that Chinese food in that moment. I love when stuff like that happens. I've been noticing a lot lately as I've been embarking on a remaster of one of my favorite projects that you can currently stream on my website.
Yes.
Sponsored, #sponsored by myself. I've been noticing I've had a need to research sounds and different ambiance type things for this project.
Yes.
That I can find on the internet, you know, that I can use within an artist's legal bandwidth, right? So
right.
I have found though lately, I don't know, chalk it up to
Jeff
Bezos, chalk it up to artificial intelligence, not sponsored.
Ooh.
But I've been finding that every time I search, regardless of what I'm searching for, I find exactly what I'm needing in that moment, which did not happen the first time I did this project,
right,
mind you,
right?
But like, it's been the craziest searches. Mystical, magic, teleporting smoke sound. And it's like within the top three results, babe, exactly yeah. what I was imagining in my brain. It's actually crazy. So I've come to this conclusion that like the broader your search, the more exact your result.
Right.
Right?
Because those keywords are like hyper specific.
But so I've tried to take that mentality and apply it to the universe and to life. Right?
Okay.
So take that thought of like, if I'm going about my life wondering, you know, what is my purpose? What am I meant to do? X, Y, Z, whatever. If I try to pinpoint it to a very specific tiny thing, I'm never going to find it. It's like a needle in a haystack.
Right.
Versus if I just say like, what could I do today? Today? Question mark.
Right.
You open yourself up to a whole wonderful wide world of possibilities.
Do you know what
and
this
I find
is giving?
That my day, the moment I wake up with that mindset of like, what is going to happen today with a positive connotation, not like, a, oh my God, what am I going to deal with?
Yeah.
But like, a, what's going to happen today? Like, I'm excited to see what life is going to throw at me.
It's affirming.
I have a great day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, one could say that like the world is a Google search mm-hmm. and we are the keywords.
I always wonder about the universe, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think we've kind of talked about this on here. I'm not a very religious person per se.
Nor am I.
But I feel I would consider myself spiritual in the sense that like I believe that everything has energy, right? That's science.
Yes.
Can't argue with that.
Yes.
Energy cannot be created nor destroyed. That's also science. I'm pretty sure that's Albert Einstein or Abraham Lincoln or somebody like that, a scientist. Bill
Isaac
Nye.
Oldton.
Bill Nye, the science, the wonderful Wizard of Oz said yes. that.
They call me wonderful.
It was the man behind the curtain.
Right.
No, but you know.
Me in the shower.
Energy can't be created nor destroyed. So everything is going to come back eventually in some way, shape or form.
Exactly.
In that sense. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's that, you know, old adage of like, we return to the dirt.
I'm sorry.
I said what I said. I said what I said.
Okay, so then I don't even have to double back. Okay,
an
that's fine.
An old adage. So I sound fancy. You're welcome. An old adage.
A treat from Savannah Peter. It's going to come back around.
It's that old adage of, you know, we return to the worms and the dirt and then the cows eat the grass and blah, blah, blah. And
right.
we eat the circle of life and blah, blah, blah,
of
all
course.
That bullshit. But like, you know, I always go back and forth on the concept of like, is my life going to end up the way it's going to end up because that's the way it's always supposed to have been
right.
in the sense
predetermined.
Of like, it doesn't matter what decisions I make every single day. Like my
what's
life
gonna
will.
Is gonna
yes, exactly. Or is it like a video game in the sense of like every choice I'm presented with every day of my entire life
will modify the end
will
result.
Modify my ending. Exactly. So it's like, if I don't leave the house at 5:25 AM and instead I leave at 5:30, will that affect the entire outcome of my day, which will therefore affect my mood for the next day, which will then affect my mood for the week, which will then spiral me out of, you know what I'm saying?
I like, mean, I have like a laundry list of things that would agree with that. That
I think that's just anxiety.
I'm screaming
honestly.
Yes. But also, I mean, I would like to think that that's the case. I would like to think that it's all based around choice, because if it weren't, then one, I'm not the main
why,
character.
Why does it matter? Yeah, what the fuck is the point?
So like, that's a little humbling for me. Also, life has zest. It's zesty because I know that there are consequences for my own action. I mean, role playing games. She said,
Dungeons and Dragons taught me that.
Yeah. And because of that, like if I decide that I'm not going to do something or I decide that I'm going to make a bold, wild choice, who would have thought that like, and then things divulge and
yes.
there's no way, there's literally no way that somebody decided that we were going to be sitting in the middle of your living room talking into little tiny microphones, hoping that people like what we have to say.
It's like, crazy though that just a few years ago we were sitting in your living room doing this. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
who would have thought that it would be my living room now? Who would have thought I would have gotten to that point where I'd have a living room, bitch?
I love
you know
to
what
see
I'm
it,
saying?
Though.
It's cool, but it also it's kind of like, man, is in that point, like so you're saying like you believe in like free will,
yes,
right? Like
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, there are limitations, of course.
I agree with that. I think I agree with the concept of like you get what you put out, you slut.
Yeah.
The universe returns what you give it, baby.
There's a lot of semen coming to my front door.
Not necessarily. Oh god, somebody call Mr. Clean stat. Scrub daddy. But I think I'm a firm believer in like the energy that you put out is the energy that's going to come back to you. If you
yeah.
walk around and you're miserable and hate everything, like your life is going to be miserable and you're not going to have any joy and everyone's going to hate you, bro. Because that takes so much energy to have that kind of output of negativity anyway.
That's true.
Versus if you walk around and you're inviting and warm and open, not necessarily so open that it's people are taking advantage of you, but you leave yourself open to the possibilities of life,
right?
The spice and zest of life,
past
as you
poppers,
just mentioned.
Past the plague.
Yeah. But I also think that, like, I'm a believer in fate in other ways. Like,
yeah,
like the concept of like love or like,
right,
soulmates in the sense of like, maybe not necessarily lovers or soulmates romantically, but like people that are destined to just kind of ride through life together and on that path and kind of intertwine in that way. I think people like that are like fated to find their way to each other or find their way to each other and maybe away from each other. You know what I mean?
Well,
I do believe in fate in that sense of like, you were supposed to meet these people or you were supposed to experience this one thing specifically. Maybe not necessarily your actions caused this thing to happen to you that you needed to experience, but this needed to be a shaping point in your life. And this needed to be a person that drove you to a specific branch. You know what I'm
like
saying?
Like a choose your own adventure in the sense that like
a multiple choice though.
You will be faced with the large milestones
mm-hmm.
in one way or another.
Your objectives,
right.
Yeah.
But then little mini decisions will either make that easier or harder on the way. I could vibe with that.
Right?
I could do that. I mean,
it's not totally crazy.
No.
Cool.
It's not insane. I think to an extent, I really do enjoy like patterns. And I think that is, you can see that uniformity just amongst the universe in a lot of really interesting ways.
Oh, yeah.
And so like, again, that's another thing when it comes into free will. I'm screaming. Look at us talking philosophically. But like, there are so many patterns that like, yes, some things are posed as if they're free will, but our inclination as people, our environment, other stuff will angle us specifically towards some decisions. Mm-hmm. So like that's where the area gets a little gray. But I think at its core, right, like at its base, I think just being mindful of the choices that you are making and like regardless of what the end result is, just what they mean in the moment, like you were saying mm-hmm. earlier, is really important. And I don't get so metaphysical when it comes to like mindfulness that like I wake up every day thinking about like what the direct effect of whatever choice I make that day is going to be.
Yeah, sure.
I think that would cause like stagnancy in me or like, I don't know, some kind of like eldritch horror of me knowing way too much information or like...
I'm too self-aware.
Yeah, literally. But you know, like little tiny things about just like appreciating stuff. Like on the way over here today, mm-hmm. I was just like mindful about the fact that there's like a big transition happening.
Yeah.
A transition that's comfortable because I've done it before,
mm-hmm.
but like, you know, a transition nonetheless.
It's still a change.
Yeah.
And I feel like any change once you just came back from a change not that long ago. So it's like, you know, it's that feeling of I just got settled and now I have to change again.
Yeah.
So like, I understand that. Just being mindful and acknowledging that for sure. That's great.
But like just appreciating that on the drive over and just being like, wow, the world is really pretty and it's a gift to be able to do this.
Yes.
Like I think,
I love that moment where you're just like, the world is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like it's a beautiful day. The trees are so green. The wind is blowing currently. Climate change still hasn't taken that away right now.
Right.
Thank you.
Because there is like so much crazy bad stuff that's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to be able to look objectively at what's around you and just appreciate that. And like, I love those moments.
And to
just
rock like, the fuck out to like music
driving,
that I know is.
Yes.
It was just, you know, mindfulness.
Yes. I have been, I don't necessarily have like rituals or anything like that, but I do like to be mindful in the sense of like exactly what you said, just like a sense of awareness. So even with my environment and with myself, I try to always kind of come back to myself of look, okay, if I'm feeling a certain type of way, why am I feeling this way? If it's a not so positive feeling.
Yeah.
Generally lately though, I'm just vibing, bro. I'm just chilling. But I also like, I try to pay attention to things that I have going on in terms of like how I'm feeling, how my body physically is feeling, how I'm feeling mentally and emotionally, and then also the things I've been doing to see if there's any kind of correlation to that. You
like
know
a
what
self
I'm
scan attached to like a barometer.
Like my own aura scan, if you will, with my crystals.
Doppler radar. Yeah. She said, this is the weather for the next upcoming week.
Listen, vitamin salve is essential for bodily function. I got to make sure everything is in tip top shape, baby girl. Okay. But so I like to be mindful in that sense and then really try to hone in on the things that do really work and try to release the things that maybe weren't working for me that week and see what I can adjust in that way.
Well, what's cool is that like whether or not it's actually like spiritual, right? Because like everybody's opinions on that differ. Mine do even like from day to day. But what's really cool is like regardless of how it originates, there's something cool about the fact that it's just affirming for you in the moment. Like who cares how it gets there? Who cares if it's real? It doesn't, it's like believing in Santa.
It doesn't even happen on like a bad day. It just happens on any normal day is usually like
you're
when I'm least expecting it. It's like everyone says angel numbers, but it's like, every time I glance at a clock or a receipt or anything, I'll always see, you know, the same set or series of numbers. And so it's very interesting. But then because I'm very bad at reading signs or hints, as we've established, great film. I'm so flustered.
It's a sign.
As we've established in my romantic life is what I was trying to get out. I can't read signs. So unless you literally tell me to my face in as many words as I am into you, I will not understand that you're into me. And the same can be said for signs from the universe.
You're so right.
So I've taken up in the last maybe year and a half, 2 years or so, tarot reading for myself, not as like a business or anything. I don't do that like on TikTok.
Thank you for the flowers.
I like to use it as a tool to kind of navigate. Yeah.
What you're saying is everything that we've said prior actually correlates into this one exact moment, because it's a mixture of luck, intention, metaphysical ideologies, the idea of choice versus chance, like all of those things in one. And I love that. And because you're doing this for yourself, would you, and I would say this specifically in the form of tarot, would you read me?
Gladly. Let me pose a disclaimer though. I am not
influencer
an expert.
Over here.
I don't claim to be an expert. This is something I do to give myself validation.
Yeah.
But even though I'm not an expert, I am a Pisces, so like I'm like a little psychic.
I'm a Pisces rising.
I'm a Pisces everything. Like literally all three of my big three are Pisces. Screaming. Yeah, it's actually crazy. Like I posed the question to my therapist of like, why did I pay you all this money to get to the root of my problems when I could have just Googled it, mama? Just kidding. Ashley, love you, girl.
Love you, girl.
Shout out to you. Okay, but before we begin,
yes.
Again, this is all about intention. It's all about choice, however, not necessarily a calculated choice. It is a choice from purely impulse and like what you feel exactly in that moment in time. You're not supposed to really take a lot of time to think about the choices that you make as we dive into this. So your first choice is going to be, I have two different decks. Okay. All I'm going to really show you is the boxes. And then on the backs, there are kind of like little samples of what the actual cards look like. So just whichever one you're first drawn to, go ahead and grab that box. Beautiful. And then we're going to shuffle them, mama.
Oh my God. Aww. Also, earlier, like as you're shuffling, just to fill stuff in, I would love, if anybody is really big into astrology, I'm just going to like throw it out here, that I am a Libra sun, a Capricorn moon, and a Pisces rising. And like, I feel like I have a good grasp on who I am, but if you have specific ideas in mind, just let a bitch know, you know?
Excellent. You're actually going to be the one that shuffles them, like fully.
Okay.
So as you can see, it's a pretty big deck. So I always recommend kind of breaking it up into smaller chunks and kind of shuffling those and then mixing the chunks up together just to make things...
I'm tragically very bad at shuffling.
That's okay. So I recommend just moving them as much as you can. So the idea is to just kind of get your energy and your vibes on the cards.
Okay.
And then as you're doing that, I want you to kind of think of whatever kind of question you're wanting to have answered by this reading.
Yeah.
The broader your search, the more exact your result, right? So not necessarily should I go to the grocery store tomorrow and buy the 2-for-1 Entenmann's donuts, but you know.
It's like, are Entenmann's donuts right for you in your life? And I can say for fact on that question specifically.
For you specifically,
for me,
no.
I think the universe has pointed that out.
Yes, for you specifically, no. In that case, I'm going to take the sodalite and the amethyst away. And then I want you to just kind of shuffle these guys up and I'm going to go grab a mystical, magical candle.
Slay.
Okay, so we're going to do a 10-card spread.
Play.
So I'm going to need you to pull 10 cards.
Okay.
You're going to place your first 6 kind of in the middle here.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to place the other 4 right on top of each other, just right here. So keeping your same question in mind that you had when you were like shuffling them, that same vibe, that same energy.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
Alrighty.
This is very exciting. I hope that anybody that actually reads tarot does not clock me if I totally fuck this up. Again, I'm not a professional. I'm just trying my best. Alrighty, let's go ahead and just take a look at these. So now I'm going to kind of put these in position based on the order that you put them down in. The first card that I'm going to turn over is going to be like your present position.
Okay.
Okay, so that's like where you are currently in life. And then the one directly on top of that is going to be the thing that's immediately influencing you, like in this moment, okay,
love.
This present state.
Okay.
So I'm going to turn them all over at the same time. just so that I can kind of get a scope of the message, if you
yes,
will.
Yes, yes.
So it's okay if some of them are like upside down to you, that's a-okay.
Of course. We're not operating off of, if it's upside down, like it's bad, like you're gonna
No. They're just supposed to be facing me. So if they're like upside down to me, it matters more. If they're upside down to you, it's not that much.
Heard.
We've got the Knight of Pentacles is gonna be your present position. And then we've got the Eight of Pentacles right on top of that, which is interesting. You have a lot of pentacles in here. Because then you also have Ace of Swords. Is Swords? Why did I say?
A the sword. Ace of
100
swords.
Bad guys with swords. This card right here is like your goal. So that's pretty interesting. And then you do have one of the, in a regular like card playing deck, you know how you have like your suits and then you have like your face cards. That's kind of like what this is basically. So this one has like a different value than like all of these. That's why it has like its own number. It's not like a nine of blank. It's just, what is it? 14?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this one, the Nine of Staffs reversed. Interesting. And then another pentacles to round you out. This is like your future influence.
Okay.
So this is where you are right now. This is going to be what's immediately causing you to take action. This one up here is going to be your goals. These two, your past foundation, kind of like your core traits, what kind of built you.
Yeah.
And then this is going to be more specifically like recent past events, if that makes sense. So like things that have kind of happened, not necessarily from the start, but more recent events within the last maybe 5-ish years or so. And then this one here is going to be your future influence. So not necessarily future like things that will happen, but this will be something that influences you to kind of make choices or go down a specific way. So let me go ahead and just kind of refresh myself.
I'm screaming. Audience, it's you and me now, mama. What you can't see is that Sav has, she seems a little gooped.
I'm shitting my pants.
She said she's shitting her pants. We're vibing.
I have to say, I'm sorry. This is so crazy to me that these are the cards you pulled. I have no idea what your question was, but just looking at these first two cards right here, you have the Knight of Pentacles and then the Eight of Pentacles right on top of it. But your Knight of Pentacles to me is reversed. So that's your present position.
Okay.
However, it's not going to sound good at first, but then this card is what immediately like tells you that what's going to happen immediately after.
Because
this is your present, right? And then this is what's going to be your inciting action. So the Knight of Pentacles is all about like stagnancy.
Okay.
An inability to kind of find motivation.
Yes.
And a feeling of being sort of not afraid, trepidatious in a sense of like not being 100% committed to something.
Okay.
Okay. But the Eight of Pentacles is all about craftsmanship and the longing to learn and create and make things.
Okay. All right.
So it doesn't sound like you at all. Let's run back the tape, run back the footage of every time Sean has been quoted with, I love to learn. So this is basically saying where you are right now, whether it's your actual place that you're living or your geographical location, there's a sense of like nothing is really happening.
Yeah.
And you feel sort of constrained by the environment that you're in.
Yeah.
Which is taking a toll on the drive that you have to want to continue to make things. But because you're driven by this desire to want to continue to make and learn and create and explore, that's what's going to push you to basically... The Ace of Swords.
Okay.
The Ace of Swords is a really interesting card. It's going to look upside down to you, but it's correct to me. That's all determination, initiative, wanting to achieve your goals and just surpass them. So knowing that you have this sort of stagnancy, but you know the things that you're good at and you know the things that you like to do and want to do, that's what's going to be driven by this desire to do more, to be better, to achieve more, to have sort of a triumph, to achieve a status and a degree of power, I guess, in a sense. Not like a hierarchy kind of vibe, but a power maybe perhaps over yourself, over these feelings of kind of complacency and stillness and dragging our feet and sort of a power in overcoming that vibe and that energy and achieving the things that you have on your list and ticking those off.
Wow.
Your hierarchy card, this is your like major arcana basically. So you have your major arcana and your minor arcana. This card right here, I was talking about, this is like your face card, your suit. This is your major arcana card. So you have temperance, which is number 14. So these are kind of just like how they sound, right? So temperance is all about having the patience to wait for something. You understand that you're going to have this drive and this ambition and you're going to craft and build and create these things, but also knowing that you're going to have the patience and the reserve to know that perhaps things are not going to be successful right away. So it's the idea to not hold on to that feeling of instant gratification and to not let that like weigh you down in the sense of if it's not instantly received well, it's a failure, and to not let that cause you to go back to that stillness if you don't get the instant gratification. It's the patience. It's not standing still. You're waiting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. However, it's upside down right now. And its position currently is your distant past foundation, which is, again, kind of things that have happened a little bit recently. A little bit, not necessarily like things that totally shaped you from the beginning, but like these two cards here are like things that have happened in a recent-ish span of time, not necessarily yesterday,
yeah,
but things that kind of happened that have shaped you. And because it's upside down, instead of patience and waiting in stillness, it's been distress, a sort of anxiety, and a sense of like rushing to finish,
yeah.
Rushing to get where, rushing to get there, which is where, because we haven't taken the time to weigh it and figure out where we're going and what we're going to build up to.
Hurt.
It's the sense of I'm just going to craft and make things and have all this ambition and these goals and just hope that something sticks.
Gotcha.
And then we're going to go to the Nine of Staffs, which is like recent past events, like yeah. Specifically. So that's more, this major arcana card is more like sort of character traits that have been kind of reflective of things that have happened recently versus this is like actual events. And for the staffs specifically, the Nine of Staffs is upside down to me.
Uh-huh.
This is literally just like obstacles, literal obstacles in your way, preventing you of achieving whatever it is you were hoping to get or whatever end result it was that you were wanting or whatever final destination you were hoping to arrive at. Because it's reversed, it's basically like a conflict of interest with that. So like your desires and your ambitions didn't align with whatever action was taken when we arrived at this point.
Okay. All right. Wow, I wonder what that could have been in the recent past.
Which brings us to the Ten of Pentacles.
Oh, God.
This is going to be basically your like your future influence, okay? So this is like things that are going to drive you in the future. Maybe not necessarily things that will like happen, but like things that are going to be driving forces and driving factors. And the Ten of Pentacles is all about like abundance. So like riches, family, safety, security, stuff like that. So that's going to be your driving force in terms of like, that's what you're working towards is safety, security, not necessarily like an abundance of wealth per se, but comfortability.
Yeah.
In the sense of there's no struggle and there's just safety. There's home. It's the sense of just home and belonging. Any thoughts right now just on this immediate first spread?
Well.
Uh-huh. What was your question, I guess?
The question was about like a broad scope of overall success outside of subjectivity. Vision was like goal. Like it was like, oh shit. Like what are we doing? Where are we going? Like what is the... What's the core of all this? And like, is it, are we panning out, you know, like what's the vibe?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good at this.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Put the read in reading, mama. But in a good way. So slay.
I'm actually kind of gagged that these were the cards that ended up being pulled. It could also be a very large chance I have misread every definition.
Oh, I'm sure not.
But they feel pretty
apropos.
Pretty crazy to me in terms of like the things about like loving to learn and like make yeah. things and shit like that is all very you, bitch. Yeah,
very. Okay, so like thank you, universe. Can take a note, love a note.
If you like what the universe had to say,
I'm screaming.
Please feel free to rate, review, and subscribe.
Or you like what you're going to hear.
If you are any of the other 11 zodiac signs.
What's good? If you'd like, you could follow our show on Instagram @the_SavAndSean_show.
That's us.
If you'd like to follow us on TikTok, you can do that as well @the_SavAndSean_show.
That's also us.
If you'd like to follow me on Instagram, you can do so @Anthony_Clams.
That's him.
And Savannah, where can the listeners find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Savannah_Peterson. I conveniently have my link tree posted in my bio that has links to my TikTok, my website, my YouTube, my portfolio, all that fun stuff.
Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you guys
in the future.
Wow. Time is a construct. The universe.
It's all a loop in the loom of time.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal.
It was mine.
Bye.
Goodbye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.